Track 10, and there's a little bit more news. Street pastors in Newton Abbot and Torbay received a welcome boost in the form of a £1,700 cheque. The donation was presented at a meeting held in Torquay, attended by more than 40 people. The cash was raised at a charity golf day organised by Torquay-based Bettesworth's Chartered Surveyors. Directors Matt and Paul Bettesworth handed the donation to Dixie Kendall Dunn, a trustee of Torquay and Newton Abbot Street Pastors. The organisation sends teams out onto the streets of Torquay and Newton Abbot to patrol on foot at night in distinctive uniforms to help and care for people in practical ways. Dixie said the donation was appreciated and that cash would help to meet the rising costs of running the ongoing operation. Being a self-funding charitable body, there is an urgent need for finance to fund its work. Inspector Ian Stevens emphasised the value of street pastors, especially when working in tandem with the police, the NHS, the local authority and the nighttime door staff. He said they are respected by the police, who are grateful for their work, often allowing them to attend to more urgent matters. He said what street pastors do on a regular basis is nothing short of incredible.
Charity scores from football tournament. More than £9,000 has been presented to the Exeter Leukaemia Fund from the proceeds of a football tournament held in Newton Abbot. The CCG and Saints South West Charity Football Tournament in July saw 160 players from across the region taking part in the event held at the Devon FA headquarters in Coach Road. Now the proceeds of £9,691.67 have been handed to the charity. Gary Moore, Development Manager at Exeter Leukaemia Fund, said, "I cannot stress how vast this amount is for a small local charity, so everyone should be incredibly proud of their achievements." Rob Clements of Sponsors CCG Decorators said, "The support from our community was beyond our expectations. It's inspiring to see how our passion for football can make such a significant impact on charitable causes. Plans are already underway for next year's event, which will again be raising money for EIF, but also Mayfield School, a special needs school in Torquay."
From Kyiv to Moreton Hampstead. As the war in Ukraine continues to rage, many Ukrainians are still either looking for a host family to stay with or to move on to their next. Since the initial wave of hosts, the flow of people signing up has gradually diminished, but the Ukrainians' need for help has not. In a renewed push for hosts in the Homes for Ukraine scheme in Teignbridge, we get a sense of what it's like for both sides. We talked to two host couples from Moreton Hampstead and their Ukrainian guests to see what life is like in this unusual yet highly rewarding arrangement. In this report, we meet Jenny Bates and Alan Murgeroyd, who hosted Irina Skripania and her 15-year-old daughter, Miroslava. Leaving Ukraine was a quick decision for Irina after seeing Russian tanks from her 16th floor apartment in Kyiv. We had felt it coming, but could not believe it at all. We woke up around 5 in the morning when we heard the sounds of explosions. After staying a week in the school basement, we took an evacuation train to western Ukraine. This train transported 4 to 5 times more people than usual. Some of us were sitting in the cold wagon corridor all night. However, her trip to Moreton Hampstead was complicated by 2 special passengers, a guinea pig named Mr. Martin and a cat called Sasha, pets that her daughter and sister refused to leave behind. After several refugee camps across 3 countries, they made it to Sweden, where they learned about the Homes for Ukraine programme and met Jenny and Alan. Battling through a never-ending stream of documents and visa applications and almost losing it all at the last minute, the pair made it to Moreton Hampstead, cat and guinea pig still in attendance. Irina said, "It was very different from where we lived because I've lived almost all my life in the capital. It was also difficult to understand the real English language because it differs from the one you learn from the books." However, she soon learned perhaps too much of Devon's colloquialisms through starting a job at Morton's White Hart Hotel. Miroslava is at both Ukrainian School and South Dartmoor, still coming top of the class in maths. A promising artist, she even painted Alan for his birthday. "I can't even name all the things that they've done for us. I lost my dad a year before the war started. Alan reminds us of him. I know he's a different person, but his presence in our lives is very supportive." Alan added, "I see Miroslava almost as a granddaughter now. By doing this, I've been enriched in my experience of life. It's a fantastic experience and it continues to be so. It really has become a part of our lives."
Plea to return church kneelers. A Tynmouth church is appealing for help to trace families who contributed to providing kneelers. Alterations are planned to the interior of St James Church to make the building more accessible and suitable for increased community use. But while the church leaders will ensure it retains its purpose as a Christian church, it will no longer require all the kneelers it currently has. The kneelers have been lovingly created over many years to provide comfort for congregations. A church spokesman explained, "Back in 1980, the Reverend Arthur Rose requested the assistance of Doris Rose and her team of ladies to create tapestry kneelers for use at St James Church. Many families from across Tynmouth responded to this, and the church was blessed over many years by having them. Now, in 2023, the work, which includes reseating the nave, will result in fewer seats in regular use. Rather than simply destroying any surplus kneelers, the Church Council would like to invite any of the families who contributed to the 1980 project to reclaim their family kneelers. Any kneelers that are not claimed will be stored until it's known exactly how many will be required for the reseated church.